Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, Serotonin Power Diet. If you want the Power Diet, I can give you that. The Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Is that? I don't have it in front of me this morning. Well, good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning. I wasn't sure. I have to go down a ski slope to find you, but anyway.
With a bucket. Okay. So I love your blog, so we'll just talk about that, because otherwise we'd have to talk about Dr. Zelman only talking about athlete's foot inside, which just got me all fatutzed.
Yes, I think that most of us who were home for Thanksgiving or visited relatives at Thanksgiving may have seen some relative, perhaps a child or a cousin or nephew, who came home from college, or niece came home from college for the first vacation, really, since going off to college at the end of August, beginning of September. And one of the things that the student might have brought home with him or her, in addition to the dirty laundry and maybe the piles of books that perhaps were never opened during the vacation, may have been, you know, a change in that individual's nutritional status, due to the fact that many kids, when they get to college, begin to eat in a way that sort of may veer on inadequate nutrition. And the reason I say this is that I had a conversation with a relative of ours who is completing his first semester at a college, and I asked him sort of casually, you know, well, what do you eat? You always have food good in the dining room. Are you, you know, being the ever important nurse, you know, aunt, you know, getting enough vitamins? Are you drinking your milk, etc.? Which, of course, is nothing he really wanted to hear. And he said to me that he's sort of following a quasi-vegetarian diet, so he doesn't have any idea how good the meat, you know, animal protein offerings are, but that he is eating a lot of salads, a lot of fruit. He is a runner, and he read someplace that drinking chocolate milk after a run helps the recovery, so he's drinking a lot of chocolate milk, which is actually made with skim milk. And so he's getting some calcium, and he looked pretty healthy. But I said, well, are you eating typical of your the other kids in your class, the other freshmen in your class? He said, no. He said, I'm teased all the time, because when we sit down in the dining room, I always have a salad and try to get a fruit. The other kids say, you know, why are you eating that way? You know, I always try to get some juice or some, you know, the chocolate milk. And the other kids are eating mac and cheese, you know, hamburgers, pizza, lots of pizza. And they rarely, if ever, have a vegetable or a fruit. And then, you know, he mentioned that because he has certain courses that, like, at labs that let him out pretty late in the afternoon, especially if he stays later, you know, do a lab report. By the time he leaves, the dining room is closed, and the only place he can go for and supper is a cafe that the dining service runs, which simply just serves sandwiches, or the ubiquitous pizza place down the block. And it occurred to me that you know, most of us probably have no idea, who have kids in college, have no idea what our children or our relatives are eating, but people do have an idea, because there have been a lot of surveys looking at what college kids do eat, and the results are dismaying, especially when you think, Jill, of all the effort that women who are pregnant make into eating the right foods, you know, in order to have a healthy baby, and then 18 years later, their kids have basically no idea what they should be eating, or if they do know what they should be eating, they absolutely ignore it. I mean, eating vegetables and fruit are simply something as irrelevant as maybe, you know, eating canned worms. And they really do live on pizza and macaroni and cheese
and they really don't have a clue.
And
I just,
and soda.
I'm just
diet or otherwise.
Yeah, and what just baffles me, honestly, I see all these adverts for things. That young people are perfectly happy to take a pill that has side effects that are alarming. I mean, truly alarming, that they will be dealing with, no disrespect, for the rest of their lives, because, you know, once you're out of balance, you're out of balance. Like, once you knock the thing off the counter, it's not the same as it was before it was knocked off.
And what is so... What really is, I think, something that we just have overlooked, but really has an influence on the adult lives of these college-age kids and anybody else of that age. I'm not just talking about kids who go to college. They have no idea why they should be eating foods, what the foods do once again to the body, no idea of physiology, no idea of why they need nutrients, why they need protein, why they need some carbohydrates or fat. And I think that the effect of that is to really make them vulnerable to all of the fraudulent scams that are all over, you know, the magazines and the internet. You know, have this pill, as you say, have that supplement, have this highly priced antioxidant berry that comes from the Amazon, when, you know, you could just be having some blueberries or some strawberries or some much less expensive exotic fruit, and it will do the same thing. And they believe anything they read about nutrition because they know nothing about nutrition. And as these surveys pointed out, nobody really cares in the college administration. That what really concerns administrators are the kids drinking too much? You know, are they doing unprotected sex? Are they using drugs? That's the kind of, are they smoking? They shouldn't be. Their educational efforts are directed toward those, you know, negative health practices, and whether kids eat or don't eat is simply irrelevant. I mean, it's just not there, not in front of them. And as my feeling is that the least these kids could do is be sent off to school with their clean laundry now, and maybe a vitamin pill. You know, they're gummy pills, so they don't want to swallow gummy vitamin pills. They don't want to swallow a real pill. So at least you know they're getting some vitamin C, some vitamin, you know, the B vitamins. They're not outside if they're living, going to school in a cold climate. So maybe some vitamin D. Vitamin D normally is made from sun on the skin. So at least you know they're not going to come home with the beginnings of scurvy. Well, obviously that's an exaggeration. But, and also, maybe, you know, you have freshman English, so they know how to write, correct? So maybe they could have a freshman biology class so they know what happens in their bodies and they're not so clueless. That's just a suggestion, Jill.
Let's start someplace. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
You're welcome.
Food from food.
Bye-bye.
And, of course, you can hear Judy live every Thursday morning. And if you miss it, robinhoodradio.com, click on On Demand, click on, of course, Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.